Harlequin Feature and Harper Audio present Illicit Temptations by Katie Robert, featuring Make Me Yours, performed by Alexa Elmy, and Make Me Need, performed by Samantha Cook. Make Me Yours.
To Lauren. 1. Have I mentioned how much I loathe weddings? Becca Bowden grabbed 2 champagne glasses and handed one to her best friend, Allie. Only about 6 times in the last hour. She drained the glass and waited for her stomach to settle. Only then did she focus on her best friend's amusement. It's not my fault. They give me hives. Even this one. Especially this one. Here. Allie passed over the 2nd champagne glass, her expression sympathetic. You know you're not losing her, right? Of course I know that. I'm not a child. But she still glanced at her big sister gliding across the dance floor with her new husband. They looked like something out of a fairy tale. Lucy in a gorgeous white dress that hugged her lean form. It was overlaid with lace and gave a little sparkle with every move. Her dark hair was twisted in an intricate style that left her neck and shoulders bare, except for the truly outstanding necklace Gideon had bought her. And Gideon. Lord, the man could wear a tux. But it wasn't the clothes that made them the most beautiful couple in the room. It was the way they looked at each other. She sipped her 2nd glass of champagne. They seem happy. Yes, well, that generally happens on someone's wedding day. Becca rolled her eyes. Yeah, I know, I'm being an asshole. It's not this wedding I object to. It's the rest of them. Weddings were nothing but false promises of happily ever after. They sold a dream most people never actually realized. More than half ended in divorce. She gave herself a shake and eyed her glass. I think it might be time to start with the vodka. She'd already done her duties as maid of honor, from the pictures to the people hurting to the speech. Now it was just a matter of keeping her head down until it was time to see Lucy and Gideon off to the limo. Yes, a drink is exactly what I deserve for keeping my happy mask in place. If she didn't do something to break the tension soon, she was liable to snap at someone and make an ass of herself, and end up on some maids of honor behaving badly list. She couldn't do that to Lucy. Today was like playing through one of her personal nightmares. But Becca could do better than to act out like a spoiled child as a result. She was better than that. She had to be. Becca turned to the bar and froze. Blue eyes captured hers, rooting her feet in place even as her body tried to sway forward. Toward him. Square jaw, straight strong nose, sensual lips that quirked up as he gave her his own perusal. She straightened, suddenly glad that her sister hadn't followed the shitty tradition of clothing her bridesmaids in the ugliest dresses imaginable. Her purple dress set off the rich blue color she'd settled on for her hair, and it hugged what few curves she had. The stranger wore a tux even better than the groom, his broad shoulders tapering to a lean waist. She'd never seen a more striking man in her life. That's Aaron Livingston. Allie's shoulder brushed hers, effectively grounding her. He's friends with Roman, and sometimes business associates with Gideon, I think. I didn't realize he'd be here. Aaron. I like it. I should go say hi. Be hospitable. Or something. Allie snorted. Yeah, sure. That's exactly what you're going to do. She grinned. Have fun. I'm going to go dance with my man. Yeah, rub it in that you're deliriously domestically happy. The words held no sting.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?